Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Tony. It's good to be with you.
Thanks so much for your time this morning. What is your focus here with this situation? Are you representing a Marathon?
We represented Wolverine Pipeline, and now Marathon has retained us also to help them and their communications effort as they go through this cleanup portion of the spill out in Stockbridge Township.
Pretty gutsy call for Wolverine to step up and take the blame and take the heat, even though they didn't know if that was the case.
Yeah, that was true. I mean, they decided that from day one that they were going to treat this as if there was a spill. They knew that there was a good chance that it might not have been. But you know, that's just the way they operate. And they did step up. They brought, you know, they were up to 60 people, I think, on Sunday when they finally discovered that it was this gasket on the valve on the Marathon tank that had broken. And then they did a transition over on Monday, and Monday evening they handed it all over to the Marathon folks, who brought in about another, you know, almost 100 people, I think, on board here in order to take over. So it was a good transition. It was good work. They, you know, they're all in the same industry here, and I think that they just realized that they needed to step up. It's their tank farm to make this happen, and if they found out it was Marathon, then they just turn it over and transition and make it all work.
Tom, now this gasket, is it directly on the tanker itself or to a pipe that leads to the tank?
It's on a pipe that leads to the tank. It's the intake valve that goes into the tank that flows fuel, but it's right next to the tank. It's real close to the tank, but it's a valve that goes right before the tank. So it's a big, you know, it's about 3 feet tall. It is a big valve, and it had a gasket on it that for some reason malfunctioned, and they've now sent that gasket off to the labs and trying to figure out why.
So they already have removed it. I imagine they've drained the tank. What's the process next?
Right now it's all put back together. Now it's all focusing on remediation. Let's determine exactly how much spilled. They don't know yet exactly because of the intake valve and not something that went out of the tank. So they're still determining that. They're working closely with the EPA, the DEQ, MDEQ, the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality, and then all of the Ingham County health departments and various agencies, and trying to work up a remediation plan. Once they have a better handle of exactly where it's at, they're doing a lot of well testing around there, where they're drilling their own little wells into the ground and pulling up to see how far it may have traveled. Once they sort of have a picture of that, then they'll come up with a plan in order to extract that from the ground, whether that's, you know, flushing that through and capturing it, or whether that's, you know, actually digging up the soil. It's probably a little bit of both. But it'll take a while now, because they're not going to leave until it's back to normal.
All right. The valve that leads into the tank has been replaced. I know that the tank is empty. How long do you think it will take to analyze the old gasket to figure out what happened and why it happened?
I don't know. You know, sometimes those things take a while. You just never know unless it's obvious to folks. I know, you know, down in the Enbridge, you know, where they had the pipe bust, they're still looking at that and haven't made a determination yet of why that pipe busted. But it's really important to Marathon to do that, because if you find something that's defective there, if it was inherent in the design of it, you know, they'll want to go through and replace all those gaskets on all their pipelines. So it's really important to find out, was it just this specific case where it was maybe put on wrong? This is really a brand-new tank for all practical purposes. It was built back in 2002. It has all the modern, you know, technology on it. You know, it has a double bottom on it, all of the safety precautions on it. So it's very odd that something like this would happen in a relatively new tank.
When do they plan to put that tank back into service?
Well, actually, there is still oil or still gasoline in that tank. There's about 14,000 barrels of fluid that's in that. They did not have to take that out. Again, it's an intake, not an outflow. So that's still in the tank. But, you know, there will be they've already done testing on it, so they're comfortable that it'll hold pressure. It'll really be up to the regulators to decide when they put that back in the case. So it'll be the MDEQ and the EPA feel comfortable that they can do that. In the meantime, you know, Wolverine, which carries gasoline not only to that tank farm but also then up to Lansing and Bay City, has resumed their activity on their main pipeline. They're just not putting any new fluid in that tank.
All right, Tom, have the other tanks that are located near the tank in question been checked?
I can't tell that. They may not have the same technology. They're all different aged tanks, and there is a regular testing pattern that's done on all of these tanks. Every certain period of time, they're actually drained out, and people go in and with machinery and actually check out the bottoms of all these tanks. That's done on a periodic basis. That's required by the federal law, and so they're always checked at all. I can't tell you whether or not they've actually gone, but again, they may not have the exact same technology that Marathon used when they built this new tank.
So the focus is now going to be on the cleanup, and we have no idea how long that's going to take.
No, actually not. They're in the process of working with the EPA and the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality for come up with a plan, and once they approve that plan, then it'll go. In the meantime, what they do is they try to contain it. For instance, that storm last night is not necessarily good for this. So yesterday they had to be drilling extra wells and trenches to make sure that they could capture any of the runoff when the groundwater rises, and so they were working on that yesterday. So the focus is, you know, make sure they contain it, make sure it doesn't go any further, it doesn't get into that drain system, and then extract it, and then let's take a look at the extent of this leak, where it has gone, and then come up with a plan to take it out. So they're still working on that plan. I think they're very close to having that approved. And once they got, then they're full charge ahead.
And finally, Tom, before we let you go, can folks drink from their wells in that area?
Absolutely. The wells have been tested multiple times. They will continue to be tested in the immediate vicinity of that. And there has been absolutely no sign of contamination in any of the wells around there. But that is being done on a regular basis, and it's also being done on a if someone lives in the immediate area and they have some concerns, they want their well tested, Marathon will gladly do that. They're also providing everybody in that area with bottled water if they'd like. No charge at all, and they'll deliver it, or they can pick it up at the Wolverine Station up there in Stockbridge. But they are trying to do everything to quell any fears anybody has about the water, and Ingham County Health Department is actively involved in making sure that those wells are safe. And if there is any contamination found, we're going to find it immediately.
All right, Tom, we appreciate your time. We'll stay in touch.
Thank you, Tony.